This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, March 6th. Hams sold 8,200 hogs Tuesday, selling a range of $196 to $213 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,400 head, selling a range of $199 to $211 per CKG. Hams are themselves this week are up, selling in the range of 52 to 59 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up and forward contract prices opened lower this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was up 6 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3583. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 74 cents U.S. U.S. cash markets held firm in yesterday's trade, with a dip in hog numbers possibly contributing to the support. Looking forward, however, pork primal cuts have recently come under pressure and could start to influence packer bids in a meaningful way. In the last 4 weeks, pork production has been running nearly 5% higher than year-ago levels, which so far the market has had no trouble absorbing. Futures traders appear to be growing slightly more skeptical about the cash market trend over the past 5 weeks, as the April futures has dropped over $3 a hundredweight so far this week. At this time of year, cash markets normally gain about $7 to $10 a hundredweight into the April contract expiration, but with current values, the market is factoring only a $4 a hundredweight appreciation. Earlier this morning, the Bank of Canada held interest rates steady at 5%, confirming widely held views that our central bank would hold the line on the benchmark rate. While this was accurately forecast, the decision has directly impacted our exchange rate, with the Canadian dollar adding about a third of a cent this morning against the U.S. dollar. When interest rates start to come down, the relationship with U.S. interest rates becomes the biggest factor in determining Canada-U.S. exchange rate. In the event that the U.S. central bank decides to lower their interest rate at their next scheduled meeting in 2 weeks, the Canadian dollar would appreciate in value and would have the effect of lowering Canadian hog prices.